Welcome to this T.J. Calloway audio production of Negotiation as a Martial Art, written and narrated by Cash Nickerson. Negotiation as a Martial Art, Techniques to Master the Art of Human Exchange, by Cash Nickerson. Author's note: you can't write about negotiation without considering your position vis-a-vis the seminal book, Getting to Yes, Negotiating Agreement Without Giving In, by Roger Fisher and William Urey. Written over 30 years ago, this book taught us several valuable lessons. Separate the people from the problem. Focus on interests and not positions. Invent multiple options in looking for mutual gain. And insist on objective standards. The book also formally introduced the concept of BATNA, an acronym for Best Alternative to a Negotiated Agreement. Getting to Yes sought to change negotiations from an adversarial tug-of-war to cooperative problem-solving. It is a great book as a foundation for negotiating theory and practice. It has several limitations, however, including the phrase, separate the people from the problem. For me, and in my experience, the people often are the problem, and you have to deal with both the people and the problem. Therefore, in negotiation as a martial art, I focus on the people as the issue and explore the opportunities that people tactics and soft skills have to improve your position. Once you separate the people from the problem, what do you do? Getting to Yes says you can be hard on the problem and soft on the people. That is overly simplistic to those of us who negotiate for a living, as I have. In this book, I will introduce a matrix of hard and soft approaches when it comes to negotiations. In this book, I will discuss several key concepts, including structured people tactics, inventing, excelling at multiple options, and developing a better understanding of what we and what they want. This book also places a lot of focus on the pre-negotiation stage. It explores the importance of the why. Understanding why others want something or you want something is critical. Suppose you want to buy a car. Why do you need it? Do you need it to commute to work? Do you need it to drive around on a Saturday night? Do you need it for your job? Which of those motivations is most important? A good salesperson will explore these issues to help find a fit for you. Your motivations for buying a car come into play in your selection and become part of the negotiation. If your motive is to commute, the city gas mileage will be important. If the salesperson pushes a car for Saturday night, when
sample complete. Ready to continue?